B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gostkowski from the 18-yard line with a 28-yard attempt for the win. Tied at 40. Allen right knee down. Ryan turns toward Gostkowski, now to Cardona. The snap and play. Swing the right leg. Kick left into the uprights. Right down the middle. A game winner for Gostkowski. And the Patriots prevail. 43-40.
It's the great John Sterling once said, raise your glass. Man, do I need one. What a night. What a night by the kicker, too. I mean, perfect ending for it. Gostkowski's been nails tonight. He put the game in his hands. And you made plays when you had to. Your big-time player stepped up.
And these teams may very well meet again.
What a night. What a night, though.
Zolak and Bertrand on a Wednesday.
Hey.
From our Town Fair Tire studio.
Hurry up, let's go. A little extra crossover time there with Freddie T.
Sorry. We're talking about important things.
Jim's already upset.
Why? Because we're deep into the track today?
2 minutes in.
Yes.
2 minutes
Getting
in.
Getting everybody excited.
Hurry
up. There you go. I'm like hand sanitizer.
Hey, Hardy.
There you go. Hardy.
Hardy's back.
Welcome back.
Hi. Thank
God. Good to see you.
Hi. Woo. Sarge 2.0 yesterday.
I caught a little bit of the show. I thought it was fine.
You did your hair read. It's very
kept
good.
Kept saying my hair doctor. I don't think he's ever been there.
Hair doctor.
I didn't hear
it's Zolak and Bertrand.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yep. Mike?
Mikey.
Mike.
Michael.
Yes.
Yeah. Michael O'Brien.
You missed the new intern yesterday, too.
Yeah, we got a new intern.
How is he?
He's a piece.
He's interesting.
What?
This hour of Zolak and Bertrand brought to you by My Hair Doctors. Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lopresti.
I cut him off. I'm like, whoa.
Get your hair done. Oh, you been there? Huh? All right. Patriots Chiefs, of course, coming up on Sunday. And today we have Bert Breer in studio with us. So we're looking forward to that. We'll get to a lot with him.
Are we?
What?
Oh, we are. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I love Bert. I just break his balls.
Okay. What are your thoughts right now, Zo? What are you thinking about right now before we talk about what happened between these two teams last time they played
Honestly,
each other? Yeah.
Getting excited for Super Bowl week. We're going. You just asked me right there, top of mind. What are you thinking about right now? Jim knows it. I talked to him last night, just setting stuff up. We did this and got fooled for San Francisco. You were booking tickets to Alcatraz.
Yeah, Alcatraz. We're going to Alcatraz.
Looking at restaurants, possible sightseeing. Should we go see the bridge?
You're doing it right now.
And this team's better than that team. Because they have a running game. My thought right now is not about throwing, not about Brady, not about protecting Brady. But you get backs that can run. Like, they didn't see Burkhead first time. Edelman wasn't right when they saw them. You know? There are things that are different with this team. You know, heading into a tough environment, tough place to play. Yeah, I'm tired of talking about the weather. I really am. Weather updates. You gonna do weather updates all day? And do those things like
no, because it's
time
changed.
Yeah.
It changed already.
Yeah, what's it up to now?
Well, it's like a high of 13.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's
it's
a big difference from
negative
10. The 20 plus degree difference.
Yeah, wait till tomorrow
between
it changes
the two
again.
You know,
you know what? It's gonna be 8. What's the difference between 0 and 13 at that point?
You know, so we did this before. We did this
90 or 103.
We did this in 2015, right?
Yeah.
You said for San Francisco. I know that you did it. Was it 2012?
Yep.
For the year that the Super Bowl was in New Orleans, right?
Oh, yeah. Zoe was making plans for us.
Yeah. You think maybe you shouldn't be doing that?
Nope. Zoe had me going to Miami in 06, too, when they lost to the Colts.
Miami in 2006.
No, this team has an edge. Like, that I didn't know about. it's sort of circulated. Come to the surface.
It's circulated edge?
Yeah, it's just it is surface, this edge. That
okay.
They're playing with something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
The only year we didn't do it was 13, the Austin Collie year.
I never sensed any excitement to go into Denver. Like, we're fingers crossed, it should be okay because Manning sucked. We watched Manning play that week before, and then he hit that tight end. What the hell's the tight end's name?
Damn. Oh, that was 2015. You were planning that one. That was Super Bowl 50.
I didn't feel good about that one.
The New York one's the only one you didn't plan. The one they lost to Denver.
Yeah.
So you had them pegged as losing to Denver in that one.
That year, yeah.
Okay.
New York, yeah.
But
I didn't want to go to New York.
2015, you had the winning.
In New York.
The winning in 2015. Super Bowl, which
stupid.
Which year did you pick against them?
That Manning great year. When
2013.
Seattle kicked
you
their
said
ass.
It before, and you yeah. said, I don't think they're going to win.
Right.
Picking against them.
Yeah.
All right. So that's good, because we know you are capable of picking against them.
I am.
That is good. But this week, you are confident. It sounds like you are more than confident.
They put that MD in that guy's jersey yet?
You're looking at it as a formality this weekend. Yeah. A formality.
Very confident, yes.
Ooh.
I like him a lot. Like him a lot now.
All right. Can I ask why?
Well, they don't. The running back's not there anymore. So, and you could sit here and you could say, well, okay, well, Kareem Hunt means this, that, or that, or didn't mean this to them. And they do have other quicker guys. If this turns it into where they need that sort of a grind it out type condensed game, meaning came from a Kansas City perspective, not having Hunt makes things different for them, and it puts more pressure on Mahomes. I just think the pressure of the game, again, walking out, okay, what are all these temporary lights doing outside of the locker room? Wow, what's all these banners? Oh, this is a different game. Yeah, we're playing at home, but this game's different. Crap, we better win. You know, and say you do have to run it. And say, I don't know if they could come off the ball and run it. You know, it's such a smoke and mirror offense. It's a finesse offense. Misdirection. Play fake, throw it, you know. They could stretch it to the boundary. They could get outside. They're quick. But, you know, if we went into this game, we just had, say, James White and Rex Burkhead, I wouldn't feel as good about it. Like, how many times this year have you told the other team, the defense, 26 is coming to the game, his name's Sony Michel, hey, defensive coordinators, what's the percentage of runs when he comes into the game? Like, he's going to run between tackle? 80 to 85%. And nobody's really shut that down, that part of the running game. Like, Patriots have a pretty good running game. I'm not saying it's great. It's pretty good. It's as good a running game they've gone in this deep into the offseason, or excuse me, postseason, with. That's what gives me a little bit of confidence here. A little bit, a lot. Chiefs don't have that. Chiefs
okay.
have Mahomes.
I look at the game and say they need to stop three guys. And if Kareem Hunt were on the team still, I'd say four. But now you don't have to say that.
Okay, you're Bill Belichick, and we've heard this before, whether it was Bruschi, you know, McGinnis, anybody. Bill would come in and said, we got to take this one guy out. We do this, we will win the game. Who's the one guy you stop?
I don't know that there's one guy.
See? I think there is.
I think if I had to pick one, it's Tyreek Hill.
Bingo. Let's negate him. Let's put pressure on Sammy Watkins, and you know what? We'll roll the dice with Pat Chung or somebody else on Travis Kelce.
You know what I want them to
let's
do?
Let's see what happens.
You
beat us with Sammy Watkins and Kelce, that combination. You deserve to go to
I want them to beat the bag out of Kelce early because he will turtle. You know what? I would even take a penalty to do it.
Like, I like Rob Ninkovich.
I would take some flags. I would possibly risk flags and first downs to beat him down.
I like Rob Ninkovich. Really good dude. He's not the biggest guy. Like, he walks down the street, he'll say, hey, that guy's a former ball player. Or even when he was playing and playing at a high level, going to Super Bowls. Everybody says, wow, are you sure that's Rob Ninkovich at the mall? I think I saw him. I'm not sure. That guy ragdolled Travis Kelce. Have you seen the videos that Nink has posted?
I have.
Just picking Kelce up and just tossing him? Like it's nothing. Like, they laugh at Kelce from a blocking standpoint. They need to knock that guy off his route.
He's not a good blocker.
Don't let him get a free release, like, and that's what the Chiefs are going to have to do. They're going to have to move him around, back him off the line. And I just don't see New England doing what San Diego did defensively last week, where we're going to go zone and just give you free release after free release to let you get in the route. Because Kelce's pretty good once he gets in the route. He can play. I'm not sitting here saying he can't play.
So don't let him.
Yeah.
He can be beaten down. He can be beaten down.
You have to beat something
out of him. So if you got to stop one guy, it's Tyreek Hill.
I agree.
And I can tell you, they didn't do a very good job of that in the last game.
Nope.
at all.
And what did he do? He broke some containment on busted plays during zone,
yep,
where you lost him.
Right.
And he throws the hand up and breaks route. Where do you see some of the Bellastrator stuff where it was against the Raiders? He ran a little drag route. Then he goes up to the middle. Mahomes goes left. Then he runs all the way around to the right. Hill sees it, throws the hand up, and breaks the route. And Mahomes just chucks it and gets it to him. It's almost like what he did in front of Daron Harmon here back in October. That's how they kill people. That's how they kill people.
So the Patriots going to man him up or what?
I think you have to play man. I think you have to play man in this game. And does the kid pick up lit? That's do you put a spy on him? We're going to talk to Kyle Van Noy today.
On the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Kyle Van Noy today. See what kind of problems they look at when they see Kansas City on film on offense. What's changed?
Do you remember the last game? Do you remember it well?
Not well.
There were mistakes made by Kansas City in that game.
Yeah.
There were mistakes made by the quarterback.
I remember the Hightower pick where it's perfect coverage and he does that fake blitz and drops out. It's that old Brewski pick. I remember that clearly. That happened right in front of us, going to our right. But other than that, I really can't recall, you know, the bulk of coverage and what it was.
So you do recall, though.
You learned from that, yeah.
That the Patriots took a lead with 3 minutes to go.
Yep.
Right? Or they extended their lead.
Thought the game was over, yeah.
How much time? About 3 minutes? 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yep, and then he hit the long one to Hill.
One play. Tyreek Hill.
Place went dead silent. Yeah. I remember that.
But in addition to that happening, one play, 75 yards, gets a beer thrown in his face, all that good stuff.
Not cool.
Yeah, not at all. The Patriots then were able to just go in a matter of the 3 minutes left in the game, 65 yards, kick the field goal, win. Which I think should tell you, the Patriots are going to score their points this weekend. I'm not worried about that. Are you at all worried about that, Zoe? I think the offense is going to score and is going to go on the road and is going to have a day. The question is, can they stop Patrick Mahomes? Can they stop Tyreek Hill? And can they make Kelce a non-factor? That, to me, is the three guys you got to worry about this weekend. That's it. You stop three guys or you stop two of them, and therefore you're stopping the third and the quarterback, you're going to win the game. But they weren't all that good at stopping some of those guys, and the most important guy being Tyreek Hill the last time around. So what changes?
Yeah.
That's going to change. That's where the change needs to be.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
North Attleboro's Anthony Sherman checks in. A fullback who aligns on the right wing. Mahomes drops back. He starts to roll right. Dumps it off underneath for Sherman, who's leveled by Trey Flowers. And a loss back to the 7-yard line.
Now that's a stupid call. You've been moving the ball. You have all this skill on the outside. You're going to run a middle screen with a lump back. Silly, you're overthinking things there.
Throws on the go to the end zone. It's broken up. Yeah. And then it's bobbled and intercepted by Harmon in the end zone. Daron Harmon with a pick.
The kid tried to force one into Kelce. It's an awful throw by Mahomes. That's where a young kid and inexperience can kill you down and tight when you see a defense you haven't seen. He just chuck and ducks this into triple coverage. Horrendous throw by Patrick Mahomes.
First and 10 from the 48 of Casey. Dropping back. Throwing a long ball right for Gronkowski. Separation. Makes the over-the-shoulder catch. And he's tackled by Parker. Inside the 10.
How do you cover a guy like this? Get the jam with no help over the top.
You stupid or something?
That's boneheaded by Kansas City.
I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
Yeah.
Big dummies. Actually, I mean, that's one of our weeks where you can find and nitpick things that a team did wrong. But if they had lost, the Patriots, that is, you could have found things the Patriots did wrong,
sure,
too.
Yeah.
I feel we had a difficult time with the stupid segment this year. One, the Patriots lost more than usual. Okay, so we had to flip it around and hit them with it every...
Our team's getting smarter.
Every so often.
I had to cut down from like 12 plays to like 7 for this past week. But that was a lot of stupid plays by the Chargers.
Yeah. No, this week Chargers we had plenty, but I'm saying this season, did you feel like we had less this season than the previous couple of years?
No.
No?
Not really.
I feel like we had better material. I felt like there were weeks this year where you're like, yeah, we can find stupid things, but you could probably find stupid things of every team in every game. Right?
Yeah.
It's about eliminating.
I feel like coaching was up in the league this year, though?
I feel like it was a little bit better. Yeah, I feel like it's trending upward, if that makes sense. But the Chiefs made mistakes, and Patrick Mahomes made mistakes in that game. And now, because there's going to be banners and fireworks or flyovers, you know, you think Mahomes might lose it on Sunday.
No, I'm just saying, the entire team. You got rookies that haven't been there, second-year guys that haven't been in this game, that haven't advanced this far, all of a sudden things change. That's all. Things are a little different. Brady talks about how different Super Bowl Sunday is. You know, being down 25, we knew we had them. You know, they started to tire. Really? I was ready to start the bus.
Easy to say.
I started going over expenses.
Well, that's you getting ahead of yourself again.
What do we do with these post-game tickets? I don't want to go. Oh, we went. Where did we go?
617-779-0985. Bert Breer coming up at 10:50. We'll talk to Kyle Van Noy next hour after Bill Belichick's press conference. We have a lot going on today.
We sure do.
A lot happening.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk to Van Noy about grass, by the way. Yeah. Playing grass, that is. Surface grass.
Right.
Grass that you're playing.
Getting right shoes.
Yeah.
Did you see Jerry Jones pitching from the other night?
No.
Jerry Jones said, well, we had the benefit of the tape. You know, when he watched the tape, he went on his radio show.
Yeah.
Me and the coaches. Coaches watched
that
the
surface there is a joke.
It looked bad. We didn't have right shoes.
Stop it.
We slipping. We couldn't dig down, get leverage. Really? The other team played on it. They changed shoes. So you mean to tell me I'd fire my equipment manager if that's the case. If you truly believe that, then you should fire your entire equipment staff. They got trunks of shoes. Give me that crap.
Let's go to Nick in the car. Nick.
Sad.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Hey, what's up?
All right. The first time that we played them, I'm pretty sure that we had Hightower, Jamin, Kelce at the line almost every single snap. I think he did a pretty good job, but the other thing was when we first played them, Tariq Hill had almost 200 yards. He had almost 100 on the ground and a little over 100 in the air.
Yeah.
You take him out of that, do the same thing we did, Jim, Kelce.
Who do you put on him?
At the line.
Who do you put on him?
We're going to have a...
It's easy to say, get on Hill and cover him. Who do you put on him?
I mean, I think we had Hightower last time, but
no,
I don't know.
Hill.
Oh, Hill. I think you almost got to set up a spy on him. But what,
are you talking
are you
about Kareem
do?
Hunt? Were you referring to Hunt and saying Hill?
Me?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did say Hunt, Hill the first time. Sorry about that.
He's talking about Kareem Hunt, though. Kareem Hunt in the passing game, to me, was a bigger threat than what he was on the ground.
They killed you. That's where they get you. You end up with a backer on
that's
him.
That's a soft.
He goes right up that scene.
That's a soft spot for the Patriots. Covering backs seems to be an issue for them. It has been for a couple of years.
Advantage Patriots with Hunt being out.
Yeah, now that Hunt's not there. Right.
But that's almost 200 yards of offense that he put up last game. Take him out of it. It's a total different game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had over 100 yards receiving in that game. That's gone.
Remember the Cassius Marsh one from a couple years ago? Two years ago?
Jesus. Gotta remember that.
That was fun. Hey, let's take 55 and run him down the seam with that guy. Yay.
But that's not there. Kareem Hunt's gone.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that.
Well, he's been gone for a while. I mean, too. So they've had a chance to adapt here. It's not like they wake up all of a sudden this week, we don't have Hunt. Hey, you change. You got to adapt. Things happen. And welcome to the National Football League. I don't know. See, they got backs that can run, though.
Last week, Damian Williams had 5 catches for 25 yards.
Yeah.
That's what he had last week. So they do throw it to him.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's the threat that Kareem Hunt is. I think that's stating the obvious. 617-779-0985. Tommy in Watertown, what's up?
Hey, Beetle, you look good in the beard there, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Nice
thank
beard. You. Rally beard.
Rally beard.
Hey, Hardy, who's coming, you'll know.
Oh,
White
right.
Park in September, so.
That's right.
What are you doing? By the way, what are you doing in Watertown?
I'd like to get on top of the wall, Hardy. I'm sure you will. Get a great seat there. It's been since 77.
Jump off it.
Is that a good seat at Fenway Park for a concert?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think you want to be on the wall, Tommy. That's a bad seat.
It's horrible. It's behind the band.
You know where you want to be at Fenway? You want to be behind home plate or somewhere in the infield up high. Great vantage point for concerts, and the sound is good.
Yeah. Infield up high.
Yeah.
Oh, mean high.
Yeah, like,
not like up in the pavilion seats. You know what scares me?
Not in the infield, high.
No.
Oh.
Jason McCourty scares me to death, so.
He had a bad game this
week. I don't know why he's even on the team.
Whoa. He had a good year, man. Great year.
Jason McCourty?
Good. Hell yeah.
He had some bad games, but overall he had a good year.
I think he's, every time I watch him.
Oh, I had him cut at the end of preseason, then he proved me wrong.
Honestly, he does. He does scare me. And Zoe, another thing is, I don't know who's going to cover Kelsey. That's going to be a real tough one.
Well, I think that playing against the combo that they had this past week with Hunter Henry being active, Stephen A. Smith, and Gates, and the way they flexed him into coverage and they pushed him from the line, they backed him off, they put him in motion. Hightower had to move around a lot and deal with that. That was not your traditional put your hand down on the ground tight end. So you're dealing with guys that could actually run and move around a little bit.
I don't like him on an island.
I don't like him on an island either.
You say that.
But you know what I'm saying? It's not like you just came off a four-quarter game where, okay, you got a meathead in there with a neck roll and you got to watch him. No. You have tight ends that can run out last week, and that should help him a little bit because he had to move around last week. I thought Hightower moved around well.
He had some bad games, but he overall had a good year.
Oh, Jason McCourty had a good year.
Much better than I expected.
Good year. And J.C. Jackson has played his way in.
Remember what we said when he got moved to safety at the end of preseason? We're like, oh, they're giving the guy every single chance to try and make the team.
It was John Lynch. Adios.
Like trying to see, can you do other things maybe? Can you give us a reason to keep you around? He made the team, and he made the most of it. Jim is in the car. Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm just going to take you off speaker. Sorry about that.
I love that.
Much appreciated.
Hey, Zoe, I'm from Bourne, so.
Nice. Cape Cod.
Yep. Cape Cod.
Chat room. Yeah.
So my question is, I didn't play football growing up, but I saw the Chargers and these teams from warm weather places, and I'm thinking, if you have a backup quarterback, could you condition somebody that plays in cold weather and just have them on standby? And, like, if that warm weather team goes to a cold weather place.
Is this a real question? It's not a trick question.
Could that
right?
be...
Look, these guys kill me for wanting to carry another kicker.
This guy wants to keep a cold weather quarterback.
That's a good pickup. Hardy, that's a good pickup last week.
Just for the cold weather game.
Nice pickup for them.
I think they're going to be receptive to your cold weather quarterback on the roster.
I should just pick up an extra quarterback.
They waved him yesterday, by the
Stick
way.
Him in
oh,
there.
Did they?
Nick Rose waved.
Oh, yeah? They're not going to use him on the kickoffs next year.
So can you pick up an extra guy if you have a roster spot? Put the quarterback in a freezer.
See, if you're Kansas City, Mahomes is good, but he's young, and we don't know what he's going to be like in temperatures like this. We've literally had another kid in the freezer all season long. He just stays there. He works out there. He trains there. He practices
Tommy
there.
Tommy Two Bags, yeah.
We're going to bring him in for the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
The kid who hasn't
played. It's going to be cold. What the hell you want Mahomes out there for?
I just can't.
Get your cold weather guy going.
Cold weather quarterback.
Brady? Bench him. You know what? I think Brady, when he's done playing, right? When he's retired at 45.
Cut his head off.
I think what he should do is maybe just be like a part-time guy. Be a cold weather guy for another team. Brady's been really good in his career in the cold weather.
What if you cryogenically freeze his head?
What he can do is just sort of be on standby. And a team can sign Brady, and he doesn't have to go to work every day. But when they have a cold weather game come January, they just phone him in. It's like a guy coming in from the bullpen.
Well, let's workshop.
Here comes Brady.
Let's workshop this a little bit. Because, you know, I'm still campaigning for another kicker on the roster for every team.
You want to expand the rosters.
No, keep it 53. Take away one of the dedicated special teams guys.
The 54th
And replace that dedicated special teams
with
guy.
With another kicker.
With another kicker.
That's all the league needs.
That's what I want.
They can't
as
find
long as kicking is still part of the game.
They can't find 32 good kickers in the league. Now we're going to have 64 of them in the league?
What if we just take 30. The backup on every team and make him the cold weather guy?
Yeah.
All right. So Hoyer spends all season in a meat locker, right? Who's the backup in Kansas City? Anybody know?
Don't even know.
You just take that guy. You just keep him cold.
That really matter.
You keep him cold from September
Who is
through
the
January.
Chad Henne? Oh, my God.
Is it really?
It really is.
Wow.
I could have put a gun to my head. I wouldn't know that.
And that way he's ready. You don't have to have a... We're not going crazy. What was the caller's name? What was his name, Beetle? Paul?
Jim.
Jim from Bourne.
We're not going nuts.
Typical Cape.
Just take your backup and keep him cold. Just keep him on ice, literally, for like 4 months.
That's a trick question.
In case you need him.
By the way, Zoe, speaking of people who call in and want to tell you about restaurants, we got an email from St. Louis.
We did.
I'm sorry, not St. Louis. Kansas City. Durr.
We have a...
Did you read it?
Yeah.
From Bruce?
Yes. This is nice. Very nice. Burnt ends.
His wife and I are big fans of ours.
Appreciate it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub and NBC Sports Boston. Nice. They're Pats fans.
Love, go Pats.
They're from here. They grew up here. BC grad. Mm-hmm. A little bit of an issue, but I won't hold that against him.
Right.
And now they own a barbecue joint down there in Kansas City. Crazy Good Eats.
They heard Bob and I talking about Q39 on the broadcast. And they said they will put their burnt ends up and think they're better than Q39.
You click on the website? I mean, I just know how you salivate looking at meats. What do you think? What's that? They're going to bring you food? Yeah, crazygoodeats.com if you're a Pats fan going down there. That's a Pats-friendly place to go get some barbecue while you're down there.
Wow. How's it compare to smoke shop burnt ends?
That's really what you got to go try it for yourself.
To me, that's the...
I'll bring some back in my pocket.
Crazy Good Eats down there in Kansas City.
Take a zip bag.
They're just outside of Kansas City. They're in the area. But go down there and check them out. They're big fans of Zoe.
Don't know when we're staying. Don't know when we're going.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for the email.
Don't know anything yet.
Thanks for watching.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They said we'll always be here. We'll always be in the playoffs. We don't know that. Take advantage today, fellas. Be grateful. I love y'all boys. I want to work next week. Let's work next week. Start today. Dominate, fellas. Dominate on three.
Go, boys.
1, 2, 3.
Dominate.
Oh, that was some Patriots porn that I watched yesterday.
Oh, so good.
Devin McCourty, that is. Pre-game speech on the field. I want to work next week. Let's work next week. Oh! So good. Almost as good as the Colts 1-0. What do they do now this week, by the way?
A banner.
One and one could be the new t-shirt. But if it's truly a week-to-week thing, this week's shirt should say 0-1.
8 years I've been doing this. 8 years.
Losers.
I want to work next week. I've been to 8 straight AFC title games.
They said we'll always be here. We'll always be in the playoffs. We don't know that. Take advantage today, fellas. Be grateful. I love y'all boys. I want to work next week. Let's work next week. Start today. Dominate, fellas. Dominate on three.
Go, boys.
1, 2, 3.
Dominate.
This is a good one.
Woo! Oh. Metallica.
Oh, and the part where he said they say we'll always be here. We don't know that. Okay. All right.
What's he mean by that?
Another chip on the shoulder. Another chip on the shoulder. They say. Who's they?
That's again.
I don't know.
Who the hell is they?
Where does that matter? I thought they said none of them would be there. I thought they said they would lose.
Right. Good point, Jim. Uh-huh. So what are they? What are they saying? You'll always be there? Or you're going to lose and nobody believes in you? See how that works?
That's the speech that we need to hear. Everybody needs a chip on their shoulder in this locker room. If you don't have one, go find a chip. Go find a chip and put it there.
Get your chips.
Can't just go play. Yep. Got to have a chip on your shoulder.
That's what I say. I'd say I hang out right outside the locker room with my new football, that French onion football dip. If you have all these chips, you need the dips. Take that chip, dip it in.
You literally went with a chip.
Hell of a good.
Yeah.
Hell of a good
chip.
You
went with an actual potato chip is what you went with.
Mm.
Yeah. They. Love those people. They say we'll always be there. We don't know that. They say we suck and we won't win any games. Well, we just won. it's great. It's really good. They're really dialing that thing up.
Good. Good.
They're dialing it up is what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Vegas has them as the longest odds to win the Super Bowl. Out of the four teams left, the computer algorithms at ESPN stats say they have the smallest chance of winning the Super Bowl, that they're going to lose this weekend, that they're not going to get there. So there is that this week. They will have more people picking against them this week than they did a week ago.
Oh, that's good.
So if that's what they want, they're going to get it. They're going to have a lot of people picking against them in this one. A lot.
I should just pick against them just to piss them off.
617-779-0985. Tom is in the car today. Tom.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Two quick points. I'm just a little nervous this week about the Patriots passing game. I just kind of look back to last year how Barry was able to kind of shut down Gronk. And if that's still the case this week, if they're going to be able to double.
He didn't play last week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know he didn't play last week. So is there any kind of update on that?
No, I won't have it until after practice today, but he has a gimpy knee.
Oh, he's still,
even if he plays.
That's a big question down there this week, because it doesn't seem like anyone even locally there even knows.
Right.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he's got a bad knee, man. He does.
Yeah.
It's one of those chronic things.
Yeah, I was more worried about him being able to do that so they could double head him, and then now we're falling on, you know, Dorsett and Hogan to try to win some outside battles, on that end. But on the defensive side, do you see them kind of going what they did, what was it, 6-7 years ago with, like, putting Talib on Jimmy Graham, with putting one of your top corners like Gilmore or even Jackson, because Jackson's a little bit bigger, being able to, jam him with Hightower and have Jackson over the top to try to slow him down? Because
it's a good question, but I just think what they have outside offsets the tight end. As good as Kelsey is, I still wouldn't take my best defender and put him on Kelsey.
You'd be more concerned with Sammy Watkins.
Watkins, he's probably going to draw Watkins, meaning Gilmore. Shut his ass down, neutralize him one-on-one, and then use everybody else in some sort of a nickel concept to defend everybody else. It's almost like from a basketball standpoint, a box in one.
Yeah.
You got him, you just worry about him. Ty Law used to love that stuff. Go get Eric Mould. Here's your game plan.
Because I'm Ty Law.
Ty Law would tell stories about.
Yeah.
And he told us at his induction, like every team week meetings. In Buffalo's. And Bill would come in and go around, and they'd instill the game plan. They put the game plan in. He'd come in the next day. What's your job? And they said, well, we're going to do a nickel front and a 4-3, and we're going to do an overshift the nose. All right, what are we going to do with the backers? Who are we worried about? Blah, blah, blah. And then Ty Law would stand up. I'm Ty F. and Law. I got Eric Moulton. And he walked out of the room.
That was the end of his meeting.
Game plan.
Yeah.
Place guys would get up, go nuts. He knew he shut his ass down. Like, he ain't going to get
Hall of Famer. Yeah. Put him in the freaking Hall of Fame.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
My God.
That. Run that part of his acceptance speech to Patriot Hall of Fame. Game plan. Come in, game plan. Billick, what do you got? What's your job responsibility? Shut his effing ass down. Gets up and walks out.
Why do I feel like Bill Parcells would have been far more receptive to that than Bill Belichick?
Because Bill likes guys with an edge.
Bill Parcells.
Parcells.
Yeah.
It's the personality. It's the attitude. Yeah.
Right. He sort of embraces that.
Loves the swagger.
He embraces that. Yeah. He wants guys to use that to their advantage.
He won't publicly say that, but then he'll go behind it and slap you on the ass. That's good. You keep talking that crap. Getting his head. Yeah. Hey, they yelled at you, yelled at him, yelled him back.
So Eric Berry did not play in the regular season in when the two teams Correct. Met.
Yep.
Gronk had,
Houston.
Gronk had 97 yards receiving in that game, 3 catches on 4 targets. And if you go back to week one of last year, when Berry was healthy, Gronk had 33 yards on 6 targets.
This is the game, too, where Gronk
shut down by Berry.
Yeah, Gronk went to Brady after that game, like, thank you for coming to me. He goes, what are you, effing crazy? Every day, all day I'm coming to you. Like, even then, they're trying to, it was the build of Gronkowski. Like, hey, don't forget about me. Thanks for coming to me. He's like, what are you, nuts? He grabbed him post-game. It's great.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
Bert Breer is with us. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union, where free means free. Free online banking and debit card. No minimum balance and no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Bert Breer, the MMQB. Bert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good seeing you, Bert.
That was out of nowhere on Sunday, huh? I mean, honestly, as impressed as I've been all year by them, I almost maybe more impressive than, like, any playoff win since the Super Bowl 2 years ago, probably, right?
It's like nothing of what they showed you at all this year.
That was really, really impressive. I mean, I think one thing we don't talk about enough is how that coaching staff has an ability to reinvent itself on the fly. And this goes back to, like, what I've talked about for a while here, which is, like, we talk about every other team like they're a bunch of idiots because they don't change, and we don't recognize how hard it is to change on the fly like the Patriots do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's not
totally.
Easy. It's not easy to do what they do.
I've been on 2-14 teams. I told him, and I said, we're the same team every freaking week. And we're going to do the same thing, split right, scat right, 8-68. And we're going to just do it until the season's over.
Yeah. And so, like, just for them to be able to reinvent themselves on the fly. And look, part of it, and I know a lot of people have bashed them for being in the division that they're in. The truth is, I think being in that division has helped at least recently, right, where you're able to try stuff out. You're able to kind of mess with stuff a little bit. And it gives you leeway to work on things during the season, where if there was another 11-win team in your division, like, the Chiefs couldn't do that during the year.
Because it's almost like they didn't do anything that they did in the final two games.
Right.
Like, you ran it against Buffalo because Buffalo won.
But you ran it against the Jets. Like, you established those sorts of things. Like, you spent time during the season establishing those things. They have leeway to do those sorts of things that other teams don't. But I think it's so impressive being able to kind of continuously reinvent yourself. And you saw the Chargers in that spot where they couldn't, I don't know, it was mind-blowing watching them sit there in zone. You know, like, sit there in zone and let Brady pick them apart. And because the running game was going, they couldn't get their pass rush going, and it was curtains. I mean, that was it. Like, it was, the game was that simple. Was the Patriots run game takes away the Chargers pass rush, and the Chargers are sitting in zone, which isn't effective if you can't get to Brady.
Right. And you know
what it
is?
That's it.
Make
all
the adjustments you want at halftime. Oh, wait, the game's over already. It doesn't matter what you do at halftime.
But they didn't.
Right. They didn't.
And then they didn't.
Like, I could care less what came out of San Diego's locker room.
But it didn't even matter.
No, but did they respond? Did they respond at all to it?
No. Absolutely not.
Did they address it?
They didn't respond.
No. And to me, it was like by far the most disappointing performance of the weekend was what the Chargers did on Sunday. If you want to talk about the four teams that lost, I think you can still couch the Colts as a team that's like on the come that had a bad week, right? Like, you look at the Eagles, they fought their asses off. Like, I think if you're the Eagles, like, that's not horrible, not a terrible result. The Cowboys sort of ran out of gas at the end. The Chargers just laid an egg. Like, that was bad.
So does that take away from what the Patriots did?
No, because they, like, the Chargers, like, them landing on the canvas was a result of the punch that the Patriots threw. Like, so the Patriots throwing that punch, you
get that first drive.
You give them all the credit.
First drive.
You give them all the credit in the world. You can both credit the Patriots for throwing those punches and blame the Chargers for not pulling themselves up.
For not trying to get up.
Yeah.
Because they didn't.
Right.
That first drive was a killer.
Yeah.
It was such a great game. Such a great game in so many ways. But that opening drive, the Patriots taking the ball and then going 7-plus minutes with it and really just
and it's
taking everything that they were willing to give them right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And using it and going away with it. I mean, it was quite the start.
Like, it's just, hey, they're soft. Like, and it's, you know, it's funny because I went around to a bunch, because second half, like, it's over. And so for my column on Monday, I just kind of like asked a bunch of, I knew these guys like were sitting on the couch watching the game. So I texted a bunch of guys who worked for other teams.
We saw that. We talked about it.
Yeah, we actually read that stuff.
And I think what was the most interesting thing was the one guy said to me, he's like, the thing about the Patriots is all common sense. Like, you guys read that one?
Yes.
It's all common sense.
Everybody in this league is a moron.
It's
so
all,
do you think when Bill Belichick
it's
is
like,
coaching
it's like, oh,
this
the Chargers,
game,
oh, the Chargers have a bunch of safeties at linebacker. Why don't we just run at them?
Yeah. So we talked about it.
Yeah.
So and I talked about this. Pretty much everybody in Boston talking about this game mentioned everything that happened before the game was ever played. So if we know this, right? I mean,
yeah.
How does Gus Bradley not know this? And how does Gus Bradley not make any sort of real changes within that first half?
That was the thing. They made the changes.
No, they didn't.
The week before they made changes.
Oh, but I'm saying in this game.
They made changes.
I'm saying
it's
this
like,
game.
No. I'm saying like they.
How do they not do that?
They showed, like, that was why I liked them. Like, that's why I was like a little like, I don't know about this game going in, because they did adjust the week before, which is just the most baffling part about it.
So
because they did show an ability to do that.
Yeah, the thing I'm always curious is, do the Patriots and their coaching staff, does Bill Belichick, Brian Flores, do these guys know before the game is played, Gus Bradley's an idiot?
Yeah.
So once we go at him, he's not even going to change anything.
Yeah.
Just
like, but it's
it.
Like the Bedard.
Do they know that?
I think Bill gave us some insight into that, though. I think Bill gave us some insight into that 3 years ago when they played Seattle in the Super Bowl.
Well, Bill is coming up in just a couple of minutes, and I want to say this. There's a great column today from Dan Wetzel on Yahoo Sports pointing out the fact that Bill Belichick would not name a single player in his press conference on Sunday.
As you're listening to Bill now, radar up.
Let's see if Bill mentions any particular. He was asked specifically about players, and every time, except for maybe half an answer on Sony Michel before he redirected.
Yep. Like he caught himself?
He said he basically shot it down saying, yeah, we talked about him all year. He did a nice job. But our team, he went right back to the team.
Okay, now he even caught himself.
And it took being asked twice about Sony Michel for him to even do that. So let's pay attention to Bill when he's coming up after these headlines. Does Bill mention anybody on his own team by name today? That's what we're listening for. Here's Hardy with headlines.
From the Town Fair Tire Studio, the Sports Hub, the home of the New England Patriots.
Patriots!
98.5, the Sports Hub. WBZFM HD, Boston, a Beasley Media Group station. Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins are in Philadelphia to play the Flyers tonight at 7:30. Judd Sirott, Bob Beers on the call as always. The puck will drop just after 7:30 here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. The first night of back-to-backs for the Bees, who are going to be home to take on St. Louis tomorrow night. Celtics take on the Eastern Conference leading Toronto Raptors tonight. They're at home. Raptors, by the way, have won 5 straight games, 7 of their last 8. Celtics have lost 3 in a row. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell will have that call on 105.7 WROR, 7:30 pregame tip-off just after 8 o'clock. Patriots, of course, playing in the AFC Championship game Sunday in Kansas City. Bill Belichick meeting the media live any moment now. When it happens, you'll hear it right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by My Hair Doctors, Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lopresti, offering free consultations at 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Kyrie Irving. Quick three right side. Got
Kyrie Irving.
Into Kyrie. Switches to the left hand and lays it in.
Plays here. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bill Belichick will speak momentarily in Foxborough. It is the week of the AFC Championship game, so a little bit more is mandated by the league in weeks like this.
Yep.
Apparently, this is the first year the league has allowed the coaches and players to speak at different times. Tom Brady won't speak until later this afternoon, I think around 3 or 4 o'clock today. He's going to talk later, but typically you get it all compacted together. It's going to be more of a normal schedule for the Patriots today. Bill going early, Brady later. So we'll hear from Bill Belichick any minute now in Foxborough. If you're watching on NBC Sports Boston, you've got a good look at the double doors that he will appear through at any minute. And when he does, we will have it. Love that. The anticipation. Of it all.
Reese's been here since 9:30.
Yeah, he had like a...
Well, at least that's not too bad. It's, I mean, Bill's speaking at 11 today. It's only 90 minutes before.
Get that front seat.
Reese is fired up. He had his little like plastic bags of food and... Yeah. Pretty good to go.
Yeah, tweeted back at him. Eat like a man.
The other good part of today is that there is
a garlic clove in there. It's weird.
That's not garlic clove. That's a cheese thing. It's a cheese.
Oh, is it like a little bag of cheese?
That soft cheese you can make. Okay. Yeah. He's eating
it. It looked like a garlic clove to me.
It looked like a garlic. That's what I thought it was, too. It's one of those puffy cheese puffs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a soft cheese.
I know what you're talking about.
You get it on a cheese board.
It
looks like a garlic clove.
Charcuterie.
You really want that heated so you can just...
I
don't know what the hell they're talking about. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's
Mike Reese
had cheese.
He tweeted out his food, like he had little sandwich baggies,
It looked like at the end of Hannibal when Lecter's on the airplane and he won't eat the airplane food, so he's got the gourmet travel meal.
Yeah, with the little boy.
Yeah,
what do you got there? I'd like a bite. I don't think you'd like this, but.
Oh, I see it now. Okay, like so he's got Clif Bar. He's got what looks to be, are those pretzels? Little pretzels there?
Doesn't that look like a garlic clove?
No, it looks like one of those meringue puffs. It doesn't look like
now a... Now you think it's a meringue tart, like a dessert.
I think
it's cheese.
No, it's not. I don't think it's cheese at all.
Pretzels, Clif Bar, two oranges.
They're called like meringue something, like puffs, right? They're like dry and crunchy.
It's either an orange or a clementine.
Those are clementines. Those look small.
What the hell is that?
I...
I think that's what it's
I mean, he's got the little hands. He's got to do clementines. He can't do an orange. Like you can.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.